This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, kids, it's Wednesday. And nothing to talk about today, so I'm just going to talk about cookie recipes. Yeah, because there's nothing happening in the news at all. No siree, Bob. Of course, I'm being facetious. Dear Lord, there is an enormous amount of news coming down, including a bunch of the charges have been dismissed against Donald Trump in the Georgia election case. I'm trying to digest this because, you see, I'm not a legal expert and I don't have a law degree. So the judge overseeing the, it sounds like a little, I don't know who this guy is or what the hell he is, but I don't know. It should be fairly obvious that Fannie Willis should be taken off the damn case. It should be already over that with regard to that, but whatever, I don't care. The judge overseeing the 2020 Georgia election case interference case on Wednesday dismissed some of the charges against former President Trump and others, but the rest of the sweeping racketeering indictment remains intact. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote in an order that six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump, including 10. But he left to place other counts, including 10 facing Trump, said prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. Whatever. It's the first time charges in any of Trump's four criminal cases have been dismissed, with the judge saying prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime. Well, because they slopped it together, because the order was coming out of the White House. They slopped it together at the last minute. They cobbled it together because they knew that they might be able to get away with something. And then all this bleep hit the fan with regard to Fannie Willis and her backdoor man. The lack of detail concerning an essential legal element is, in the undersigned opinion, fatal, McAfee wrote. They do not give the defendants enough information to prepare their defenses intelligently. Well, you don't have a smart prosecutor, you doofus. You got an idiot who's corrupt, who's the DA in Fulton County. So that's maybe why the its intelligence is lacking. The ruling comes as McAfee is considering a bid to have Willis disqualified from the case over what defense attorneys say is a conflict of interest. Well, no kidding! Due to her romantic bow-chicka-bow relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, McAfee could rule by the end of the week on this disqualification bid, which would throw the most sprawling of the four criminal cases against Trump into question. Although I would assume that this classified documents case is imploding, because of all the thousands of documents that Joe Biden had in his possession for the last 40 years in, well, depending on you believe, 7 or 8 locations versus one secure location, which is akin to Fort Knox, that just happens to be Mar-a-Lago with massive security checkpoints and a Secret Service guarding. All right, so that case is a POS anyway, and yesterday's testimony by Robert Herr should clarify that. All of these cases are built on a pile of a mountain of CRAP. Here's the other story. I guess this anti-TikTok bill has passed the House. They're saying that TikTok goes away unless they sell it. HR, blah, 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 Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. The bill featured 15 Republicans against the bill, 50 Democrats against it, showing that there is strong bipartisan interest in curbing TikTok's apparent national security threat. You know, I'm a little more concerned about the 30,000 Chinese nationals crossing the southern border who are of military age. How about that? Or how about the 100,000 plus people who've died of fentanyl murder, poisoning, intentional by the communist Chinese? Or how about that spy balloon? How about that spy balloon that flew over our country? How about that while you're whizzing away your time on this TikTok case? Listen, I'm not a fan of TikTok. I don't belong to TikTok. I don't want anything to do with TikTok. But I kind of wonder if all of a sudden Democrats and Republicans can come together on something like this, if there's, I don't know, something messed up about it and I can't believe them. So I think any way, shape, or form you get it, unless you get a completely autonomous company owner who will own TikTok that has nothing to do with mainland China or the Chinese Communist Party, I say to hell with TikTok. There you go. But here, listen to this. This is what Joe Rogan, real quick. Joe Rogan, I guess he's kind of a left-leaning libertarian. And here's what he said about TikTok. And if you don't have a TikTok account, and I don't. And the reason being is it's owned by the Communist Chinese. That's why. All right? The reason why I maintain Twitter and I pay for Twitter is because Elon Musk bought it. And he fired 80% of their employees because they were literally an arm of our government censoring freedom of speech. I only keep one Facebook page because I have family pictures on it and literally like 12 years of my family's history on it that I kind of keep there because Facebook took away my other account for no reason at all, for political speech. YouTube, I kind of every once in a while put a YouTube video up, but honestly, I don't generally because I never know what they're going to ban or take down, and I can't monetize it, so screw it. I have a Getter, I have a Truth Social, and I have a Twitter, and I have a Facebook. That's about it. Maybe your kids have a TikTok, and maybe you think it's all cute and everything. And, you know, my wife will send me TikTok videos, and I'll say, well, I can't open it because I don't have a TikTok account. So here is Joe Rogan talking about TikTok and what you give up when you open your TikTok account. Why don't you listen to this?
This is from TikTok's privacy policy.
All right.
It said, we collect certain information about the device.
But it has a cute name. It's called TikTok. It's like something you name a panda.
You use to access the platform, such as your IP address, user region. This is really crazy. User agent, mobile carrier, time zone settings, identifiers for advertising purpose, model of your device, the device system, network type, device IDs, your screen resolution and operating system, app and file names and types.
Wow.
So all your apps and all your file names, all the things you have filed away on your phone,
really?
They have access to that. File names and types, keystroke patterns or rhythms. So they're monitoring your keystrokes, which means they know everything you type.
Wow.
Battery state, audio settings, and connected audio devices, where you log in from multiple devices.
We
will be able to use your profile information to identify your activity across devices. We may also associate you with information collected from devices other than those you use to log into the platform, meaning they can use other computers that you're not even using to log into TikTok. They can suck the data off that. That's what you're agreeing to when you download and start using TikTok.
Yeah, but I get awesome puppy videos and stuff. Worth it. Peter Schweitzer has a book called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye to China While It Kills Americans. Yeah. In one of the restricted journals, Colonel Day Zhu, a professor at China's top military academy, the People's Liberation Army National Defense University, wrote that the real battle between the United States and China is information-driven mental warfare and compares apps such as TikTok and social media platforms to a modern-day Trojan horse. Well, no kidding. I'm just curious as to why all of a sudden Nancy Pelosi is butthurt about TikTok, and they got to do something about TikTok, but they're not doing anything about the southern border, and they didn't do anything about fentanyl, and they haven't done anything about the Chinese spy balloon, and they haven't done anything about China creating a virus and poisoning our people with it and destroying our economy to the tunes of trillions of dollars. Really, suddenly TikTok is the problem. Okay, I trust you guys. You're right. You really don't know who to believe, do you? No, you really don't. So as far as TikTok is concerned, when you see that in America, you literally have TikTok videos that show your kid how to kill themselves. You show all of these idiotic videos about changing your kid's gender and whatnot. And over in China, TikTok is like, oh, here, learn how to do math. Learn how to do this. How to be a good citizen and all that stuff. And over here, we have the worst guttural crap that no one could ever even imagine human eyes being exposed to every day on TikTok. And then, of course, the aforementioned, all the stuff you give up when you sign up for TikTok. That's why I didn't sign up for TikTok. I signed up for Facebook at the infancy of Facebook. I thought, you know, and you remember, maybe you remember this, what was it, 12, 15 years ago, whatever, and you sign up for Facebook, and for the first few months, it was like, oh my God, I can get in touch with my old high school classmates, woo, yay, or I can go to the beach, and I can post a picture of my feet on the end of a lawn chair with a Corona in my hand. And then people decided, hey, you know, maybe this would be a good opportunity, because it's politics is kind of a big deal, I'll share my political views on there. And then all of a sudden Facebook got a little worried because, uh-oh, it looks like conservatives might be reaching an audience with their posts. Yeah, I know this because I was part of a network of 29 Facebook pages, 19 million followers, and on October 31st, 2018, Facebook blew them all up, along with about 800 other sites, mostly conservative sites. And that's when I went, oh, huh, it doesn't look like Facebook's on our side. Wouldn't have been so bad if the person who had put together this network of Facebook pages hadn't spent $250,000 for reach, because you used to be able to boost posts no matter what. It's like, you know, I got to post about whatever. All right, I'll give Facebook $50. We can post it. We can set it up. And it's a great way to market. But suddenly Facebook decided that we got to crush conservative speech. That started to happen about 2018. And then we all know how the Global Disinformation Index and all this crap rolled around with Joe Biden and whatnot. And Facebook worked hand in hand with the federal government to silence free speech. And then Mark Zuckerberg gave the Democrat Party $400 million for ballot boxes and drop-off boxes for the 2020 election. You know, there you go. YouTube, I don't even pay attention to YouTube. I got a Rumble channel. I'll just mention that I got a Rumble channel. And you know, the only reason that Getter, Truth, and Rumble exist? Because the other places censored the crap out of you if you said anything that differed with the federal government. Anything. The purveyors of disinformation and misinformation, meaning the people who labeled your opinions and thoughts, disinformation and misinformation, that was all commanded out of the DHS, among other federal agencies. They created the Stanford Virility Project. I can go through all of it. I know it all because I lived through it. So that's why Getter, Truth, they tried Parler for a while. I don't know what the hell happened to that. I got banned on Parler. I don't even know how that happened. Dan Bongino is one of the partners in Parler. And for some reason, even Jason Miller, who created Getter, said, why would you get banned from Parler? You're a conservative. It's I have no clue. No clue. It's just, it's amazing. So I'm a little bit curious. I have no problem with decoupling TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party. I just kind of want to know why this is a big deal. The southern border isn't. Fentanyl isn't. The spy balloon isn't. And we still don't have an answer on the coronavirus, which came from a lab in Wuhan, China, which Anthony Fauci literally helped fund and then covered up and have refused to hold China accountable for it. So, you understand my concern, I would assume. You do. Perhaps you have the same concerns. Here's the number. It's 800-922-6680. So, we got some good news coming up. The Trump campaign has a major shot in the arm. You know, Joe Biden gets a lot of dark money. It looks like that Trump is getting a whole lot of Christian money. So, you know, battle of good and evil, you kind of get that. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed last year? Not working. Not working. I've got that massive amounts of audio and thoughts on Robert Herr's testimony on Capitol Hill and the buffoonery, the clown car dumpster fire off a cliff that is the Democrat Party. More revelations about January the 6th, the cover up, among other things. And then we got some fun stuff, too. I know that Jim Gattis has got some new comedy for us. So 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
Tom Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
So I guess PETA is a little upset at the White House where they're having their annual Easter egg roll. They want them to get rid of the eggs. All right, so people, these are the important things, right? Aren't these the important things? Yeah, I suppose, yeah. So people for the ethical treatment of animals calling on the White House to roll a different way this spring, swapping chicken eggs for potatoes at the annual Easter egg roll. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? You know, there are a lot of vegetables. You know, Mary Tyler Moore, she used to say that, I don't eat meat. I don't eat anything that has a face. And it's kind of weird because potatoes have eyes. Corn has ears, right? You know, so there's that. So instead of promoting the deleterious factory farming and slaughter industries, will you please initiate the annual White House potato roll from PETA? A potato roll wouldn't exploit any sentient beings and would encourage empathy and kindness to animals while supporting potato farmers in the United States. You know, here's what I'd say. Those aren't chickens. They're just clumps of cells. Yeah, so there you go. You know, what? You're concerned about eggs? They're just a clump of cells. They're not a chicken. They're not even a potential chicken. They're just a clump of cells in a hard shell. That's all they are. So, these people are so stupid. Dollar Tree shares plunge after earnings miss. Yeah, you know the economy's bad when Dollar Tree, the place where people are going to buy their groceries because they can't afford, Walmart is going broke. Yeah, Dollar Tree just adjusted their earnings for the fourth quarter to $2.55 per share. Hey, that's more than a dollar on revenue of $8.63 billion. Same store sales increased 3%, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it looks like Dollar Tree is suffering, and they're going to close 600 stores down with a combined inventory value of around $30,000. So there is that. The Trump campaign gets a major record-setting shot in the arm from a major evangelical group. You know, we've been waiting for the money, right? We've been waiting for the money, and it looks like it's beginning to roll in here. You know, Joe Biden's got all these dark money groups that George Soros funded. He's got his George Soros' son going to the White House like 18 times because, you know, that he's bought and paid for. Joe Biden is bought and paid for. Well, it looks like this group, Faith and Freedom, will use money for voter registration and turnout. What? Yeah, voter support knocking on doors. It's about time. These are the people we've been waiting for, guys. Yeah. While spending $10 million more than in 2020, the group plans to hand out 30 million pieces of literature and 125,000 churches, focus on battleground states. 10,000 people will be deployed with a focus on getting 1 million newly registered evangelical voters to the polls and turning out. Another 7.3 million evangelicals identified as low propensity voters. And I'm going to tell you, a whole lot of people have had a come to Jesus moment on this country with Joe Biden in charge, so that's kind of a good deal. Kind of a good deal. Yeah. And another little note on the economy. And then we're going to get into, you know, the Robert Hur testimony yesterday and the clown car dumpster fire off a cliff of the Democrat Party. American households were hit with a second month of rapidly rising prices in February. I thought the Inflation Reduction Act is going to take care of that. Thus far, all it's done is it's just gotten the IRS to send out letters to 7 million people who may or may not be delinquent on their taxes. Huh. It's like maybe inflation had nothing to do with it or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here, or I just knew what the hell was going on. Consumer price index rose 0.4% in February, faster than the January increase and the fourth consecutive monthly increase. That'd be like about a, what, 5% annual. I suppose, compared to 12 months earlier, the headline index is up 3.2%, a larger increase than the 3.1% annual gain recorded in January. And what's the main cause of that? Government spending. And what does Joe Biden want to do? He wants to put the pedal to the metal on government spending with a new $7.5 trillion budget. Yeah. So how serious do you suppose he is for inflation and making your life a little bit easier? And it's been really bad, by the way. I mean, really bad. I got an email this morning. Somebody sent me like the price of a box of diapers. I haven't had to buy those for a while. I will eventually, like probably in about 20 years, for myself. But anyway, second straight month of 0.4% core inflation suggests the January shift higher was not an anomaly, but a sign that underlying inflationary pressures remain strong, which means they never even considered it when they passed the inflation reduction bill. It was all about green energy and arming the IRS against you. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? That is the number if you would like to chime in on the Rob Carson Show. So President Biden did something for people in need yesterday. He sneaked $300 million in military aid to the Ukrainians.
Today, the United States is announcing an emergency package for Ukraine using cost savings from previously approved Pentagon.
How about you close the damn border?
On contracts. The package includes munitions and rounds to help Ukraine hold the line against...
How about aid to Israel that's fighting for its own existence?
...such as brutal attacks for the next couple weeks.
Oh, you didn't get millions of dollars from Israel, so I guess that's that.
...which I have the authority to do without asking Congress for some more money right now.
Yeah, authority, whatever. He is so done, he just doesn't even know it. Somebody wrote me, R.S. Berry, he wrote me, he said, with regard to getting rid of TikTok, Mark Zuckerberg paying the politicians to get rid of TikTok? Odds that the hearing are happening right before the elections, isn't it? Sounds like Zuck wants a monopoly on the social media market. Yeah, you know. Although, I would say that Joe Biden is already kind of bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. I don't know. I really don't know. Really don't know what to think, to be quite honest. You heard earlier in the show, I played Joe Rogan, all the things you have to do, all the things you have to give up, all of the access you have to give to open a TikTok account. Don't you suppose it would leave the door open to, I don't know, stealing stuff, like maybe your house? Don't you think maybe, like opening up a home equity line of credit on your paid-off home? And then when you wake up and you go, what is this? And the bank says, yeah, you got a home equity line of credit on your, where's your payment? And you go, I didn't take out a home equity loan. And by the time you check into it and spend the money that you don't have already, you're owing money and you've got to go to a civil case to try to get it back and prove that you didn't take it out. That's why there is home title lock. Stealing a wallet, a cell phone, a car, these are threats we all understand. A thief grabs and flees, but in a rising form of fraud known as deed theft, criminals have found a way, to steal no less than your home and your land. Thieves forge a deed that transfers ownership of the property to them. Scammers have forged signatures and whatnot, and then before you know it, you're kind of screwed. What I would recommend that you get home title lock if you want to try it out. You can find out for free, see if somebody's been checking out your home, maybe taking out a loan on your home or whatever. All you got to do is sign up and use my promo code for free. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection free. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, all right? HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Hey, there are a myriad ways that thieves are going to get a hold of your information and use particularly the most valuable asset you have, your home. That's it, man. That's the nest egg. That's it. That's your retirement. That's everything. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. 7 locations where there are classified documents for Joe Biden. Nothing to see here. Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago, that's a problem.
Documents Joe took, cause he's a crook. He didn't have authority.
Everywhere.
To take those docs, put them in a box.
A bunch of boxes.
He broke the law, it's clear to see. But Trump they indict, though he had the right. He was president at the time. Joe was not but a pass he got when he's the one who did the crime. Joe hid documents in 7 places, not a single charge. He now faces, said he was too frail.
He's frail.
To be sent to jail.
He needs to go to jail.
Trump was indicted over so much less. No authority did Joe possess to hide documents in 7 places.
It really is. It is remarkable. You know, I thought about how to start the show today, and there are a lot of things that I think are really, 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 really hilarious. I think the one that I want to start with here, let me find it, is yesterday before it all started. Joe Scarborough starts going off yesterday on Morning Joe with Mika sitting there. And he's ready to tee off on Robert Herr before the thing even begins. And you ever had like one of these, and listen, I've done this a few times, where, you know, maybe you have a couple too many beers in you and you start talking, flapping your gums, and your wife goes, you know, oh, and then you end up embarrassing yourself, and then you're sleeping on the couch? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, I mean, the noise is deafening. I can see it. But here's Joe Scarborough yesterday and Mika Brzezinski, and he decides he's going to start going off on Robert Herr. He even used a poopy word. Yeah. And you could tell she's like, oh, boy. And you could also tell he probably slept on the couch last night.
Good work.
Special counsel Robert.
She went to a good law school.
She did.
There's no doubt about that.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Honey, how much have you been drinking? Come on. No, don't do this. Don't do this.
Counsel Robert Herr is expected to testify later this morning before the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee.
I wonder what pasture he will walk off.
Yeah, I'm trying to read the script here. Joe, honestly, just don't do this again. You always do this.
I don't know.
Just kind of wander off and say, well, you know, and Joe Biden, I noticed he didn't really tie his tie well. The tie knot suggested that maybe he has arthritis in his left thumb.
Okay.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying this guy says such random
doesn't that remind you of like a fight at a family reunion? And this is like right where it all hits the fan and everything goes south. That's what happened yesterday with Joe Scarborough.
Stop.
He's a kindly old man who could not remember his son's birthday.
Oh.
Like, he wandered off into a pasture.
And he can't stop. And he's already, in the doghouse. He's laying next to the dog. He is in the yard with the dog.
Here, and, you know, maybe Arnold the Pig let him there. I don't know. No, you should have.
He's like telling everybody, yeah, listen, he gets this way. You know, he's got a lot of pressure and everything. And so,
apologize for her because
I shouldn't have asked.
I don't know exactly. Does he hope he gets a judgeship? I think he does.
Wow.
I think he hopes he gets a judgeship. If Donald Trump gets elected again, he's trying out because he humiliated himself with that
actually,
display.
Jackie Alamedi has actual reporting on this.
Let's
go to her.
Let's do that.
Hopefully,
right
she will
now.
Not have a foul mouth.
You've never hung out with Jackie Alamedi when she gets mad. Because let me tell you something.
Well,
you ever see her on a basketball court?
Yeah,
Mika?
No, I know.
Whoa.
Well, she does
all
have
right,
a
you are so in the doghouse, bro. You have no idea. You are so toast. Joe Scarborough, and I'm laughing because Joe Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are so just unhinged by all of this. And MSNBC is going down the tubes. The only reason they're making any money is they're getting money from Pfizer and all these other companies. And there are different groups that are paying the individual anchors to espouse certain viewpoints. Manderson Cooper, he's getting money left and right. He gets more outside money than he does salary. That's what I've read about anyway. And MSNBC is just a joke. And this isn't going to help. It is not going to help. But yesterday, Robert Herr basically said, and this is all you really need to know, is that Joe Biden willfully kept classified documents. But here's the thing. He kept thousands of them. He kept them in boxes in his garage at least seven locations over decades. Many of the documents he had were taken illegally out of the skiff on Capitol Hill. They were kept secret, and they were shared with others. All right? Meanwhile, Donald Trump had classified documents he was entitled to have. He had them at a fortress, which is Mar-a-Lago. I know, I've been there. Security is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Secret Service was there, and the FBI came there and visited, and Donald Trump showed them the place where the documents were. FBI said, that's cool, put a lock on them, and they went back, and Joe Biden engineered the raid of Mar-a-Lago and came up with all these bullcrap charges. So this is all falling apart here, but here's Robert Herr yesterday admitting that Joe Biden did the deed.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio-recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. Mm-hmm. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
And you know, the evidence is overwhelming to the point that it's just laughable. It's just laughable. I mean, he willfully retained documents. He literally, this is how stupid it is. He literally, there was a recording of him talking to his ghostwriter about his book that sold no copies. He got $8 million for it. By the way, I have a piece from the Politico this morning about Jill and Joe Biden. They cannot sell books. Nobody is interested in buying their books. One of their books literally sold 1,000 hard copies when it was dropped in 2021. So they don't sell any books. I don't know why they give him $8 million. Probably because, you know, the president is easily bought and paid for. Maybe he offers some sort of deal to publishers. I don't know. Who the hell knows, to be honest? But they lose their butts on these books all the time, right? But he literally said to the ghostwriter before he, by the way, attempted to destroy the phone call, which is evidence. He said, hey, hold on a second. I want to go down and get those classified documents. Those classified documents. Yeah, literally. Literally, he said it. It's a joke. He had thousands of classified documents. We don't know where they went, but they were so dog-eared, it appeared they had been looked through, shared, distributed, and listen to this. This is Kelly Armstrong talking about all the locations, not just Mar-a-Lago, you know, the Fort Knox of Florida, all over.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
Yep.
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
Yeah. In the major, and his main floor office?
Yeah.
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Ooh.
Correct.
Yeah.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Other than that, he didn't have any of them, and everything is cool. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. But unfortunately, we have to take it seriously, because Democrats are willing to do anything to cover up criminality of Joe Biden and their party. Let's go to Terrell and Timonium. Hello, Terrell and Timonium. How are you? Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? I love the
Good.
Show.
Good. Thank you.
So, I got a carton of eggs at home, and I'm thinking of throwing them out because they might be illegal soon.
Yeah. Because PETA doesn't want the Easter egg roll. They want to do the potato roll this Easter.
Yes. And the eggs I got at home, they're brown brothers like I am, and I'm thinking maybe I should keep them anyway because of I'll get diversity and inclusion points. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But you know, Darrell, those aren't chickens. They're just clumps of cells. Okay, they're not
they're
potential chickens.
Yeah. Eggs are single cells.
Well, let me just tell you, Terrell, I like me some brown eggs. That's all I got to say. I appreciate your call today. Let's go to Tom in Owings Mills. Hello there, Tom in Owings Mills. How are you today?
Yeah, speaking of Easter egg hunts, if only we'd known at the time, Hollywood could have ginned up some kind of scavenger hunt game show. Find each and every one of the Biden classified documents to win the grand prize.
It's like Deal or No Deal. It's got the different cases. But yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, what I was going to talk about was with this phony Willis, speaking of ginned up case, Georgia case against Trump, now that the Georgia appellate court has thrown out the essence of the case that Trump never said find 11,000 documents, as they say in the law, that is the gravamen of the case. And the other counts, who cares what emails Trump sent to other co-conspirators? If there was no conspiracy in the first place, there were no co-conspirators, and the whole case falls apart.
Yes.
I think this may be the lead domino that knocks all the other cases against Trump down.
100%, bro. That's 100%. The thing about this, and, you know, they're talking about, they won't get these cases in court before November, all right? And the thing right. is, if Donald Trump was not reelected, which is a very slim thing, and, you know, I'll just leave my opinion about the only way Joe Biden can win out of it. They won't give a crap. They won't give a crap because all this is about election interference. That's all it is, Tom. You know it and I do. That's what it's all about. And I said these were all political indictments as soon as the second one came out, and they were all during election year, and all of this was being exposed. And I hope to hell someday a whole lot of people end up in courtrooms and go to jail for all of it. I appreciate your call, bud. Got to take a break. Coming up, Elise Stefanik makes Chris Ray... let's just say soil himself. Yeah, soil himself yesterday. I'll explain what that's all about coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the wellness company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. So the headline in the UK Daily Mail, judge tosses 6 charges in Georgia election interference case against Trump, including the find me 11,780 votes phone call to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. I call him that because he's a scumbag corruptocrat. Funny feels the heat. There you go. So, yeah, this is pretty big. She apparently the circuit court judge Scott McAfee is going to decide whether Fawny should stay on the case. That should already be a done deal. She should be done. But you see, she's the DA right now. So I'm thinking he's a little afraid of her, to be quite honest. I'll just tell you honestly, because she's a corrupt and stupid. And those two things are a deadly combination, literally. All right, let's go to Gary in Kingsville. Hello there, Gary Bear. What's going on?
Good afternoon, brother.
Yes.
You know, we've got this new guy that suddenly is shown up on the scene. Apparently, he worked for Donald Trump, and he helped to unload the boxes that Trump brought home when his term of office was over. And he made reference to that in one of the interviews that he was giving, and he talked about the 10 or 11 boxes that he unloaded for Mr. Trump and helped move them to Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. That's 10 to 11. Every time I see a picture of boxes at Mar-a-Lago, notice that the next time. There's a stage scene where boxes are on them. There must be 30 boxes up there.
Yes.
And then there's boxes in the bathroom. And then there's boxes in a storage room. I mean, there's no way that they can be the same boxes if this man's testimony is true.
I have no clue, to be quite honest. All I know is that the FBI was ordered from the Biden White House to go into Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago after he left office, an unprecedented raid. They had no idea what they were looking for. Joe Scarborough and his wife all were saying it was nuclear secrets, nuclear. They did. They said nuclear. That makes them even more idiots than they are. Nuclear secrets. And they had no clue. It was a classic case of show me the man, I'll show you the crime. They went in, they fanned out the documents on the floor. They took photos of them and leaked them to the media. That's how corrupt this stinking FBI and DOJ are. As far as the testimony of his valet or whatever, I don't even give a crap.
We have a Fourth Amendment that says you have to identify what you're looking for. You have to have due cause, issue a warrant. We are living in a post-constitutional republic.
Well, of course we are. But, you know, the positive thing, Gary, is that all of this is doing a face plant. We are in a period of great enlightenment. We have many tribulations to get through. But these mother bleepers are going to burn for what they have done to our country. They are going to pay for what they've done to Donald Trump and the people who tried to defend him. This is all going to come raining down on them. Because what they have done is evil and unprecedented and illegal. And we won't live under that kind of government, Gary. I appreciate the phone call, man. We got much more coming up on this, guys, including lots of audio from yesterday. I do want to get to that. Chris Ray soiling himself yesterday when Elise Stefanik asked him a specific question. He got caught with his pants down. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax. All right, hour number two. We've got a ton of stuff, including that bite I'm talking about with Chris Ray soiling himself on Capitol Hill, exposed in a lie. Adam Schiff, the clown car dumpster fire off a cliff of the Democrat Party in the her testimony yesterday. Oh, it's going to get so good. Don't go anywhere.